Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Maddie Bolaños in San Francisco, and these are the headlines we're following. A California lawmaker reintroduced a bill Wednesday that would ban state financial aid to private campuses that give admission preferences to children of alumni and donors. This method is known as legacy admissions. Critics say it disproportionately favors affluent, mostly white applicants and should be eliminated. These calls come after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against race-based affirmative action last June. AB 1780 would apply to USC, Stanford, and Santa Clara University, the largest providers of legacy and donor preferences in the state. The bill would prohibit colleges like these from participating in the Cal Grant program if they participate in legacy admissions. A blizzard warning is in effect through much of the Sierra foothills through the weekend. David Rowe is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento.
Going to be a prolonged event with lowering snow levels and just moderate to heavy snow that goes on for 2 or 3 days. We're looking at like 5 to 10 feet of snow up at the pass levels. Down in the foothills, it'll kind of really depend on how low the snow levels drop. Right now, we're looking at probably around 2,000 feet or so east of Sacramento, maybe getting down to around 1,000 feet in the foothills up by Redding.
Periods of heavy rain and snow are expected to pick up later this afternoon, but the most extreme weather will hit the region on Friday and Saturday. Rowe says blizzard warnings are fairly rare for the Sierra Nevada. They only happen a few times a decade. He says it's best to stay inside with enough supplies to last through the weekend. Meanwhile, the greater Lake Tahoe area is preparing for this latest storm. Truckee's Emergency Service Coordinator Bob Womack says first responders are on standby and prepared for action.
Operations definitely ramping up. Our police department will certainly be staffed up for response and looking towards where they can mitigate issues early on.
Womack says he's also been in touch with Truckee Donner Public Utility District to make sure the agency is staffed up.
They've told us what their plans are. They're going to have crews in town, so response time should be cut down, at least initially, if there are any kind of power outage issues like that.
Truckee's town manager says facilities will likely be closed today, but staff will be working remotely to help facilitate keeping roads clear and handling any other public safety issues. Officials have warned that the region could see widespread power outages as wind gusts could top 60 miles an hour at lower elevations, which increases the risk of downed trees. Ski resorts in Lake Tahoe are preparing for dangerous conditions on the mountain this weekend. The California Report's Billy Cruz has that part of the story.
The National Weather Service is warning of a weekend filled with strong winds, sporadic power outages, and whiteout conditions with near zero visibility. Lake Tahoe ski resorts, like Heavenly, may look a little hellish this weekend. But that's not stopping operations, according to Cole Zimmerman at Heavenly Resort. He says they are beefing up safety measures.
It kind of becomes all hands on deck when the storm hits. We address potential impacts like digging out lifts from heavy snowfall, avalanche mitigation around the resort, de-icing those chairlifts because high winds are in the forecast, so we'll get some ice on top of the lifts that we have to chip off before we can safely open.
Other resorts like Palisades also plan on staying open with increased safety measures. Patrick Lacey of Palisades Resort says these storms are dangerous in the short term, but in the longer term, it may make more time to hit the slopes.
These larger snowstorms are great to, you know, propel our season, possibly into Memorial Day. Just in the month of February, we've received 99 inches of snow. But coming up until the weekend, we could receive up to 5 to 8 feet by Sunday.
The National Weather Service is advising people not to travel if possible, but if you must, bring a winter survival kit. For the California Report, I'm Billy Cruz.
Voting in California's primary election doesn't end until Tuesday at 8 p.m., but election officials are getting worried about low levels of voter turnout. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati shares what we know about ballots cast so far.
In Contra Costa County, voting has been underway for more than 3 weeks. So how's it going?
Well, Guy, I wish I had a different answer for you. It is slow going.
Kristen B. Connolly is the county's registrar of voters. She says she planned for about half of registered voters to turn out.
But we are actually tracking closer to the trend from 2012.
2012, the presidential primary with the lowest turnout in California history, when fewer than a third of registered voters cast a ballot. Voter data expert Paul Mitchell is seeing similar numbers statewide with no competitive presidential primary on the ballot.
I think we're going to have low turnout. And as turnout drops, it doesn't drop equally for all groups.
Take seniors and voters under age 35. Both groups account for about a quarter of registered voters. But looking at who has turned in their ballot so far,
seniors are almost 60% of the voters who cast a ballot. And 18 to 34-year-olds are only 8%.
Mitchell says voters so far are not only skewing older, but also whiter and more Republican than the full electorate. That could have a big impact on California's U.S. Senate race.
And the possibility that Steve Garvey is going to make the runoff, even though California hasn't elected Republicans statewide in almost 20 years.
But there's a big caveat for all of this. Voting is still happening. We'll know the full picture on turnout after the election. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
Support for the California Report comes from Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean through amazing live exhibits and global action to protect the ocean from plastic pollution, climate change, and overfishing. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and Adult and Children's Health Systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives, stanfordmedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a cleaner, healthier, more secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
And that is the California Report for Thursday, February 29th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Adi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.